You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and as I'm sure you were hoping for, we are all present and accounted for. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Looking forward to a way back Wednesday tomorrow, but before we get to all that, plenty to get to today on a day where there is a ton going on. Fellas, what's up?
What's up?
All good, man.
Oh, I had to sneeze right when we go on the air. That's weird. Bless me. Thank me. I'm welcome. You guys are jerks.
I don't, well, you know,
good
people listening don't know you sneezed because you hit your cough button.
Well, you still could have said bless you.
So that would have been weird. Like,
nah.
Like the signal was bad.
Bless you! Was that good?
It would have been like the signal was bad in Sugarland and you suddenly got a religious channel. All of a sudden they're listening to us and I go,
bless you, my child.
Barry.
Bless you, my child.
What are we doing? Like, First Communions and stuff like that,
yeah.
And then we're going to talk sports on the same day? No.
Hey, I've got good news. I've got really good news. I know the people have been waiting for it, and I'm happy to announce I finally finished it. The Juggalo Trey R. Kelly video is on my Instagrams. At Barry is funny if you want to watch it. That's the only place I'm going to put it. So
well, you turned that around quickly.
Shut up. It was harder than you think to edit.
I bet it was, syncing all that up.
He wasn't like writing. Some of it was on point, and some of it had to be sped up or slowed down and chopped up. So
did he re-record anything?
It's not my greatest edit in the world, but it's going to have to do because it was either that or I just wasn't going to finish it and not do it at all.
I saw it. I thought it was funny. Check it out. At Barry is funny.
Yeah.
I saw it.
It was. I hope it was worth the wait. People seem to be enjoying it. So
any redos for Trey or no?
No, I just did it as is. Whatever Michael Carroll sent me.
Okay, cool.
I was privileged enough to get the making of the Trey R. Kelly video.
Yes.
And you gave me some of the early cuts, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's worth the 1 minute that it takes to watch it because I showed it to Lance. Lance didn't know he did the remake for the show, and he goes, "Wait, that's Trey doing that?" I was like, "Yeah."
He was going around showing people, wasn't he?
Who?
Lance. He was like, "Yeah, I was just showing this video." Like, I think he, wasn't he?
Or
was
I don't know. I don't know what it was. Yeah, I don't know, but it's worth it. Go check it out for sure.
No doubt. So
Juggalo Trey killed it.
Yeah, he did
again.
And people were like, "We need more Juggalo Trey on the show." And I was like, "Yeah, man, he's great in doses. He's great in doses." So keep that in mind. I love Trey. Trey's the man.
He's Nick Foles. He's great in doses, but when you give him the starting quarterback job for 16 games, it hasn't gone well.
3 hours of Trey, I would kill myself.
So,
10 minutes, that's good. I can do that.
Taste the freedom.
He's kind of Nick Foles. Freedom. We'll see how he does in Jacksonville, but when he was with the Rams for 16 games, he wasn't so good. But
yeah.
Short doses, he can take you to a Super Bowl.
Indeed. Speaking of that, there's a ton of stuff going on, huh?
Is there not? I mean, and then right as we're walking in.
Oh, was there another one?
I yelled to Josh going, "Hey, before we go on the air, any update on Le'Veon Bell?" Supposedly down to two teams now, but he had seven this morning. It was down, according to Josina Anderson. Now it's down to two, and now because the Jets got left at the altar by Anthony Barr. Did you hear about that?
Uh-huh.
Anthony Barr agreed to sign with the Jets yesterday, changed his mind today to go back to the Vikings. So now the Jets have thrown some of that money into Le'Veon Bell's pot to make one final push. So it's the Jets and the Ravens, and the whole world awaits.
Jets are making moves, man.
They are.
C.J. Mosley, that was the thing. Now, hopefully he doesn't back out on them. But, yeah, the Anthony Barr deal was pretty interesting to back out. But they were in it. They had two of the top 10 picks, but if they get Bell, they'll have two of the top five, not picks, but free agents. They'll have two of the top five free agents on the market. Jets are serious. Raiders are serious too, man. And your Packers?
Yeah, they did a whole bunch today. I like
your Packers made a lot of improvements on the defense. Yeah. I like that Adrian Amos signing.
Yep, yeah, they got that him a safety.
Dude's legit.
Two pass rushers on the edge.
Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith. They got the Smith squared boys.
Yep. So they're doing some work. They got another offensive lineman. So I don't know how much money they got left, and I don't know how much they're relying on the draft with a couple of first-round picks, but I'm pleased with what they've done because Ted Thompson, as I've told you over and over again, was the GM that just refused to dabble in free agency unless he was going to get a steal of a deal. Well, he's gone, and I love what they're doing.
Well, I can tell you that the opposite is true for the Texans. If you haven't heard the news, Tyrann Mathieu had signed with or is planning to sign with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Kareem Jackson is going to sign with the Broncos.
Yep.
$23 million guaranteed, $33 million in total over 3 years for Kareem Jackson.
Kevin Johnson's going to the Bills. Not that you wanted him
nobody
back.
Nobody cares about that.
But he's gone. So basically, they've got a help wanted sign in the secondary.
Well, they did make one signing.
Well, they got a safety.
Yeah, they got Tashaun Gibson. And I don't know where I stand on this. I think this is at best a lateral move at safety. But ooh. I think that it coverage-wise, I think he was as good as Tyrann Mathieu. I don't know if he was as good as at coming up and supporting the run. But I think coverage-wise, he was on par with what... Because, look, let's face it, too. Tyrann Mathieu got burned a few times last year.
He may be better than the Honey Badger in coverage, but
not supporting the run.
But, yeah, he might not be as good at hitting Brandon
Wood. And he had some big games last year, Gibson did. So he's a better value, I think, for the money than what you were going to have to pay for Tyrann Mathieu and Kareem Jackson. Because if you were going to pay what they were asking for, you were going to overpay. But what's weird now is you've got a couple of safeties on this roster in now Gibson and Andre Howe. These are very similar guys. I mean, these are, to me, they're very similar. And that's a lot of money now wrapped up in safety. You've got, what, $6-7 million total?
Yeah. But we said yesterday that the whole safety market went through the roof, but I just didn't think across the board that these guys were going to draw the kind of numbers that Landon Collins was able to. But holy cow, they cashed in.
Yeah, but you already had Andre Howell is going to make $3.5 million this year and next year, 3.75 next year, and now you add Gibson to that, and you've got two maybe above average safeties that are occupying $10 million, and they both play the same position. They're both free safeties, because Justin Reed is going to be your strong safety.
Absolutely,
but Gibson and Howell $10 million this year, and two guys that are adequate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to plan on cutting Andre Howe. That was the question that I had, because Howe doesn't have any dead cap money. So from that regard, I think they could save $3.5 million if they cut him.
Yeah.
Why do you need both average to slightly above average free safeties?
I'm not sure, but I know one thing for sure. Aside with Jonathan Joseph being the only guy that stands out as a standing corner in your secondary, you better go get some help. And it hasn't normally gone well for you to draft secondary help for a team that's supposed to compete for a playoff spot. These are guys that take a year or so to get their feet wet and get comfortable. Texans got some work to do. And maybe this is the Brian Gain that doesn't want to dabble in free agency too much, but you might have to now.
Well, yeah. And, you know, so they make the move for – they get a free safety to replace Tyrann Mathieu, but – the fact that Kareem Jackson could move around was a big asset, and he could bounce back and forth, especially if you sustain an injury at any area in that secondary.
Exactly.
Jackson could cover that. So Denver, and that's what Denver needed. They needed a cornerback, they needed a safety, and they got a guy that can play both. And I think most people think he'll start as a corner there, and eventually towards the back end of his contract, move back to safety, kind of like what he did with the Texans. I'm looking at like this. So there's just a free agent list.
Yes.
Of not a lot of corners left on the market that you would say are top 25 caliber free agents. You've got Callahan from Chicago.
And by the way, the Bears made a move so they basically have moved on from Callahan. So he might be the guy.
So Bryce Callahan's available. He's highly regarded, maybe a top 10 free agent on the market overall, offense, defense, and whatnot. So are you going to spend money there? You got a couple other guys. You got Darby from Philly.
Right.
You've got Pierre Desir from Indy.
There's a...
And he's good. I mean, I saw a Twitter argument or scuffle, I should say, between Cody and another guy that we're talking about, Desir, and Cody's point was valid that DeAndre Hopkins' two worst games came against him. So he's legit. I mean, he can play. I think the Texans, they had better do something because I don't want to see them reach, but there's like three good offensive players left in free agency. Three offensive linemen, I should say. One of them is a center. You really don't need that in Matt Paradis.
Right.
But there is, where'd it go? You got Roger Saffold, a guard from the Rams. Yep. And the other one, where did my damn list go?
Because there was so many offensive linemen to be had. Yes, Packers even got one. Packers got the guard from Denver, and I'm going, Texans, where are you in the middle of all this? There's linemen being thrown around all over the place. There's free agents that are getting re-upped, left tackles. And we always say that, hey, if you draft one, you nurture them, you keep them. Mm-hmm. But if they're out there and they're available and you're not even in the conversations, like, what are you doing?
Darrell Williams, offensive tackle from Carolina, is the other one. But there's not a lot now. I mean, you lost out on Juwan James. You lost out on Trent Brown from the Patriots. So there were some names on the board that you could have got that would have helped this team. And I feel like so far, in the first day and a half, the Texans have gotten worse, not better, even by standing pat, because they lost a couple guys.
I agree.
So hopefully they have a plan. I know that they said, and I was reading an article, and I don't know if it was John McClain or somebody else was saying that a lot of times what you'll see when it comes to this is teams that didn't make the playoffs spend heavily, and teams that did make the playoffs don't. But is that necessarily true?
But I did see the same article because they listed, of all the teams that made moves on day one, they were all teams that had a reputation for not making the playoffs and being mediocre.
Yeah. Well...
Now, day two is a different story.
We'll find out. Yeah. We're going to find out because you basically let the desperate team set the market now.
Or should I say the evening of day one into day two, because there was a lot of action last night.
There really was.
And that started to turn the tide and change the tune of a lot of teams. Look, I'm saying, why are the Packers sitting there doing what they normally do, which is nothing?
And then all of a sudden
this morning, boom, four moves, and you're like, okay, yeah. they had a plan, which was good.
I tell you, a team that may not be talked about a lot that's doing a couple things is Detroit. I mean, they got Flowers.
You mean Patriots North?
Yeah. Well, and then the Texans are Patriots South. Don't forget that. But Detroit made a couple of moves. They got Justin Coleman to play corner. They bring in Flowers, to play defensive end.
Amendola.
So, yeah.
They was a one-time Patriot.
They're doing some things, too. So,
yeah.
Packers, Jets, Lions, and really the Raiders, very active so far.
Raiders been great. Yeah, they've done a lot. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
I didn't like the move of the offensive lineman that they traded. But outside of that, I think they've done pretty well for themselves.
Oh, the one that went to the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've done a lot to kind of cover that, too. So in a short period of time, Gruden went from the laughingstock, including hiring a general manager out of the broadcast booth and getting rid of Reggie McKenzie, who was a very, very reputable general manager. But now, in short order, though they're spending a ton of money, they are trying to do their best to turn it around and make next year a different story.
Yeah, they are.
So we've got plenty to get to. That and a whole lot more, because if you've just turned on any of your social media and are looking at these things, from Russell Westbrook to this whole new indictments going down in terms of colleges and people involved.
Craziness.
And entertainers. There's just tons of stuff to talk about today. And of course, if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call that number, text that number, and reach us via Twitter if you'd like, where it's at the producer Nick, at PacManJoel with a K, at Barry is funny. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff, I'm telling you what, I heard about them a couple years ago. I made the switch. I can honestly tell you that since I made the switch, I've saved thousands off my energy bills in the last 2 years, and you can too. Why, you ask? Well, because when you contact them, they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to make sure they know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, if it's for a business or for your family, and they go from there. They're ultimate goal is to get you the lowest rate and lock you in at the best deal possible so that you won't be screwed over or given the short end of the stick, and you will get an energy company that you can trust. There's going to be the rare occasion that there's someone else there that can beat their rates. They're going to let you know that too, because they never want to try and screw you over. They always want to be 100% honest, and they want you to look at them like a trusted friend. Don't believe me? Check them out. InfuseEnergy.com, or you can call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and they will go from there. It is affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Just getting started on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. Gentlemen, I use this as your public service announcement that we do on Tuesdays whenever we mention the day of the week.
I know where this is going.
And I know exactly how long it's going to take it right to the gutter. But here we go. Tomorrow, way back Wednesday, we need a theme.
And 3 o'clock, Barry will have your theme. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock, top of the hour of the last hour. Barry will come up with the theme. You got that, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, totally. In fact, I have the theme if you guys want it already.
Let's hear it.
It's songs about lazy coworkers that don't do their job. How's that? Is that a good theme?
Hold on. Is it title and artist with Nick in the title?
Is that a good theme? It could start with an N, too.
Okay.
Is that a good thing? You didn't see that coming, did you? He's like, oh, I regret that. So there's the theme.
I should have just shut up.
See? You opened the can. I knew it was going in the gutter quickly.
I should have never even said anything.
I love you, Nicholas. I'm just kidding.
It's all good.
All right. Lazy bastard. Let's go to Brandon's call.
Let's see what Brandon's got to talk about NFL free agency. Brandon, what's up, man?
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You tell us.
You.
I wanted to get Joel's thoughts on what the Packers have done so far and the thought about the Texans picking up the safety that to replace Tyrann Mathieu. What you guys' thoughts about that was.
Appreciate cool. the call,
Thanks,
Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. The biggest thing so far is that the Packers have really addressed a lot of needs. And in the process of addressing a lot of needs, they may have overspent a little bit, but at the same time, it shows that they're willing to do whatever's necessary to try and fill the holes. I mean, we're talking about the anti-Brian Gain right now. We're talking right. about a guy in Brian Gutekunst who...
Gutekunst.
He actually is the anti-Ted Thompson. He knows that the reputation he's trying to erase is they don't do anything in free agency. So he went out and decided to do something about it. And maybe, as I've always said, when you go into free agency and you're looking to fill a need, you're going to overpay a little bit.
Sure.
But in the process, you're going to get a veteran experience, and you're going to get exactly what you're looking for. So they did that. They improved their pass rush greatly. They got two linebackers. They helped their offensive line because they have one all-pro tackle, but their guards needed help, so they went and got a guard. And they made the moves they needed to make. And they're not done yet. They were supposedly one of the seven teams still in the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes. I was surprised because I don't know where the money was coming from. But I was pleased in what they were able to do so
far.
There you
go. Yeah. Well, good. Now, as far as the Texans go,
yes.
I mean, we talked a little bit about it in the first segment. So I think Tayshaun Gibson is he's not necessarily a big downgrade from Tyrann Mathieu, but he's not. He didn't get better. I feel like overall you got worse. I said in coverage, I think they're about the same. I think he's definitely not as good at coming up and supporting the run. Because Tyrann Mathieu will play linebacker. He can come up and play in the box if you need him to. He can play the slot corner. So you got a guy that plays free safety and he plays it well. And he was good last year for the Jags, but I'll give you an example. I pulled up just some quick stats off of SpotTrack for Tyrann Mathieu last year. 89 tackles, 70 solo, 19 assisted tackles. compare that to Tayshaun Gibson, who really plays like a free safety. 54 tackles, 44 solo, 10 assisted.
Yeah.
So that tells you right there the difference is that Tyrann Mathieu was a complete football player out there defensively. He could play in coverage, but he could come up and help you as well and play all over if need be. And you had two of those guys. You had Kareem Jackson.
Yep.
You had Tyrann Mathieu. Now you've got a legit free safety that he's not playing anywhere other than free safety. And you know what? You kind of had a guy in Andre Howe that could do that. He only played in 8 games last year. But for the money that you've gotten tied up in those two, I'd rather them just get those guys and just make a run at Earl Thomas.
And he's still out there.
Why do you need three free safeties?
I think you're right. I think they may make a move or two, but I showed you during the break that DeAndre Hopkins is out there on Instagram showing pictures of Earl Thomas that he's superimposed a Texans uniform on him, hoping and he's recruiting to get Earl Thomas here. But here's the thing.
But that doesn't make sense.
Unless you're going to make moves with your other guys, you're going to have dead cap money.
But you just literally signed Gibson. And with Andre Howe, yes, you could cut him and save the $3 million, but now you're going to be paying whatever it is you're going to have to pay to get Earl Thomas plus what you just signed Gibson to. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, and that's why I'm trying to figure out what they're doing, because I think that basically when we talk about some of these teams, they all have a plan. Right, they have an idea, and there's a plan A and there's a plan B. Like, if everything goes accordingly, and these are the guys that we target, we're going to go after these guys. However, plan B is, if this guy or this guy is gone, then we're going to change our focus and go this direction. I don't know that he had plan B right now, because I think he looks at his secondary, and I thought he may lose one, but I don't think he had intentions of losing Jackson and the Honey Badger, and looked at the whole scenario going, I'm really going to have to start over in my secondary.
Yeah, I don't know. It unless he goes out and makes a splash in the free agent market at corner, and we talked about some of the names that are still out there with Darby and
Callahan.
And okay, if you could sign both of those and maybe move Jonathan Joseph into the slot, hey, now all of a sudden we're talking. Because now you're legit. But they're not signing both of those guys, I'm going to tell you now.
And you're absolutely right, because the point that everybody needs to be aware of is the fact that you are getting a position-specific player and salary, because the Swiss Army knife of the Honey Badger was
two Swiss Army knives.
He in the slot, those on are the ones corner, safety, sometimes some help linebacker. Yeah. So he did so many different things you're not going to get from the player you just signed, but you're going to get above average safety.
Sure. You're going to get a good coverage safety. You're just not getting the rest. Right. And the same thing was true with Kareem Jackson. You got a guy that you knew over 9 years was here. Everybody, there were times when everybody was lamenting the fact that Kareem Jackson wouldn't turn around and find the football. Come to find out, that's how he was coached. Come to find out, he could actually play cornerback. Last year was his best year, I think, on this team.
And boy, could he tackle. We talk about guys coming up and stopping the run and also helping.
He's legit run support.
Could he tackle?
So you basically had two guys that were really versatile. They were the Marwin Gonzalez's of the defense. They could play anywhere. Both of those guys are gone now. It would have obviously cost too much, I think, to keep both. But you could have kept one of them. And my preference would have been you would have kept Tyrann Mathieu. But they didn't want to pay him.
And we can keep the discussion going. But here's the thing. Everything that we just got done talking about was their second or third need. They haven't even looked at offensive line yet.
No.
And I know you're going to get some of them in the draft, but come on now, that's the number one priority.
Yeah.
You got to be looking at that stuff.
You know what my number one priority is, Joel? Cash back in my pocket. That's why I use GetUpside. Huh? How's that for a professional transition? Guys, GetUpside is an amazing app, and if you're not using it yet, I don't know what's wrong with you, but because listeners are slowly starting to tell me what they're saving and what they're getting, and GetUpside is expanding as we go here, so I want you guys to get on board early. Go download GetUpside from the App Store. It's totally free, 100% free, easy to install, easy to download. When you do, make sure you put in promo code Barry. That's my name, B-A-R-R-Y. Promo code Barry will get you an extra savings on your first fill-up through the GetUpside app. Right now, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations around the city, but when you use promo code Barry, you're going to get extra savings on top of the initial savings that they're already offering you through the app. So it's a win-win. Don't leave money at the pump. If I walked up and offered you $5 while you're filling up, you're going to take it. That's why you got to download the GetUpside app. And these gas stations, these restaurants, they want your business. That's why they're in the GetUpside app itself, because they're offering you these deals so that you'll go to them, and you can only get the deals through the GetUpside app. Remember that. Remember promo code Barry. And I was driving in, I stopped for a minute, and I was looking around to see what the deals are around me. They have Popeyes, they They have Wendy's. They have Burger King. Cyclone and Ice. I saw a pizza place that got added there. So check it out, man. They're growing. They're expanding. And you know what? The best thing is so are your wallet. It'll expand with the cash back that you get from GetUpside. It's totally free to download. It's called GetUpside. Remember promo code Barry to get that extra savings and thank me later. And hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to be back in 2 minutes with more Texans talk right after this. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Half hour into the three-hour extravaganza, we call The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, always appreciate you taking us along on the ride as we roll through a plethora of different topics, both sports-related and otherwise. Big news, obviously, out of football is the free agency that everybody's talking about, and the biggest shoe that we're waiting to fall or drop is the Le'Veon Bell saga, as it's down to two teams now, supposedly the Ravens and the Jets. But a lot of movement. I believe they said something like 15 of the top 20 and something like 20 some of the top 40 free agents have already changed destinations or reached an agreement to some regard.
Well, I pulled up the CBS has a tracker where they'll have the top 50 players, right? Yep. And amongst the top 10 that they have listed, obviously, is Le'Veon Bell. You've got Matt Paradis from Denver, who's a center that, you know, you would think that the Texans could look at, but they're good there. That's the one position where they're okay. And then you've got Earl Thomas, which is still out there, and Bryce Callahan. So I don't think they're going after, I mean, I know people are still on this Le'Veon Bell thing, but that's just not happening. I mean, that's not a thing. I saw Lanny Fritz say it the other day on Sports Sunday. And that's just, that's not a thing. I don't know why they would do that.
Better choice and a cheaper price.
A better value. And it, you know, it doesn't break the bank.
Right.
And you don't have an offensive line anyways. I mean, they were decent last year running the ball, but you need pass protectors. You need guys that can do both. So I just don't know that Le'Veon Bell, you had a top 10 rushing attack. It's not a dying necessity to just spend the money there.
So let me throw this at you, because we already talked about the fact that they haven't improved their number one weakness, which is the offensive line. So we'll get to that. All right. But so obviously a lot of people were enamored with the Bell thing. Okay. So he's top totem pole running back. Okay, let me throw these two other names at you. One I already did with Tevin Campbell. Okay, he's going to be more medium range in the price range, right? But does he give you a big enough upgrade over Lamar Miller? And here, let me give me the third one. Because if you missed it, the Saints went out and signed Latavius Murray from the Vikings and formerly of the Raiders. That basically ends the Mark Ingram era. If you want depth at running back and you're going to keep Lamar Miller or want to go with a two-headed running back situation, would Mark Ingram float your boat for about $5 million a year?
Yeah, but did Ingram hit the Ravens? I thought I saw somebody say that Ingram...
I haven't seen Ingram sign yet. Right as we were getting ready to go on the air, the Murray agreement was in place with the Saints, and everybody was saying that basically ends Mark Ingram's time with the Saints.
22 hours ago, Ravens extend a contract offer to Mark Ingram.
But he has not accepted it, right? Because I had seen Schefter and those guys say this might open the door for Ingram to be going elsewhere. Let me see what I can find.
Yeah, so Ian Rappaport said, meanwhile, the Ravens have been in discussions with running back Mark Ingram on a potential deal, which makes sense as he's parting ways with the Saints. They're the favorite for Ingram.
But if you get Le'Veon Bell, if you win the Bell sweepstakes.
That was 28 minutes ago, but I think that's why they're out on Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
Because I think they're saying Ingram's our guy. You know, we're not going to have to break the bank for him. You get a legit running back. So I think the consensus is that Mark Ingram is probably going to be a Raven by the end of the day or tomorrow or whenever.
So, yeah, it's interesting to see.
But, yeah, Tevin Coleman is one I really like. You said Tevin Campbell, but he was a R&B singer.
Tevin Campbell, right. Yes, my
head. Tevin Coleman.
Right, Tevin Coleman, right.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I mean, Mark Ingram, one of my favorites.
Yes, that is a good song. You got to go out to Round and Round. Not Rat
Tevin
either.
Tevin Campbell.
Yeah. Not Rat either. If you play Rat, I'm going to come in there and make you come up with a topic for tomorrow.
Who is it again?
Devin Campbell. Not Rat, you jerk. The song Round and Round, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
Tevin
the other
Campbell.
One.
That's a really good one.
Believe me, I'm not going to try and sing the Rat version, but
no,
yeah.
Not the Rat version. Get the Tevin Campbell version.
Please sing the Rat version.
No,
please.
Round and round.
How's that?
I'll get the instrumental.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do karaoke for you. We already established the fact rat, that I can't sing.
The Rat version is fine. It's there's no cussing in it. It's just painful.
Yeah.
So
it's hair metal.
Yeah,
and hair metal's not great.
So, okay, so Ingram's off the market.
Yep.
And like I said, with Tevin Coleman, you got a guy that's versed, maybe younger, a younger-legged version in terms of his activity level than Lamar Miller. But you already have Lamar Miller under contract, and we've already talked about it. When you hit free agency and you're trying to add to your team, you're going to overpay.
Well, and you're already overpaying for Lamar Miller, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I don't know what is – I don't know that they can cut Miller – yeah, they have a $1 million. They have a million in dead cap money if they cut Miller. Not horrible.
That's not bad.
But you know, again, he is one of the top 6-7 backs, and you probably need to get better out of him. But he almost rushed for 1,000 yards, averaged 4.6 yards a carry. Maybe upgrade that offensive line, and he does rush for 1,000 yards. But 4.6 yards a carry is legit. Like legit,
no doubt about it.
So, I don't know. I think people are making a bigger deal out of the Texans' run game and the so-called issues. Or maybe I'm just an idiot. And look, don't answer that. Shut up, Nick.
Nick, it's all...
Don't answer that.
It's right there for you, Nick.
You... Maybe I am. Don't know what I'm talking about. But statistically, you can't argue with the fact of what this run game did for most of the year. They struggled at times, but everybody struggles in some form or fashion at parts of the game throughout the year. So I just don't think that's the worst thing in the world is Lamar Miller. Now, you know, if Blue was your lead back,
sure,
then I would be clamoring for a running back.
I was going to say, unlike the offensive line, you have a backup plan already in place that's above average.
Yeah.
You can't say that about the line.
Right.
So that should be and should have been your number one priority. And now you're faced with two big dilemmas because you still have to upgrade your offensive line. And you're looking at a depleted secondary.
Yeah. So I wanted to pull it up because I couldn't remember. Lamar Miller was 11th in the league in rushing, 973 yards, tied with James Conner of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And everyone raved about how great James Conner was filling in and taking over for Le'Veon Bell. But yet in the same city, people are like poo-pooing on Lamar Miller and his effort. Well, guess what? They rushed for the same exact yards. Connor did it in five more attempts. So he was averaged 4.5 yards a carry versus 4.6 for Lamar Miller. So if you're high on James Connor, why aren't you high on Lamar Miller?
That's
I don't understand it.
That's why I love your dedication to the numbers because because they speak volumes. And we've talked about it. It doesn't give you the whole story all the time, but
sure,
the analytics certainly help. And that's the comparison you weren't expecting. But if he's put up the same kind of numbers as James Connor, hey, he's worth hanging on to unless you have a bigger, better deal in place at a better price, and I don't think you're going to find that.
Yeah, spend the money somewhere else. I mean, you're already paying Lamar Miller, I think I said, what did I say, $5.5 million?
It was 5 to 6, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're already paying the dude. Yeah. I don't know, spend
address
that money.
Address the needs.
Yes.
You know, attack what you have to attack because, look, and you guys, Nick, don't take this the wrong way, but if there's holes in the dike, Plug the holes, you know? Don't open up a whole can of worms that you don't need while there's still plenty of holes to be filled. You've got to address your biggest needs, and that's obviously offensive line and secondary. And instead of adding to the secondary, they lost. So you're right. They're actually, in my mind, a big loser at this point.
And
in free
they've
agency.
Not gotten better. They got worse, and then they got a guy who was meh.
Right.
To fill one of the holes that they created because of free agency.
Who a team in your own division decided for whatever reason, we're just cutting him. We're just letting him go. We're just taking care of the contract. We're null and voiding it. You go ahead. Go on your way.
They've got $60 million in cap space for the year and other guys that they could cut like Andre Howe if they wanted to sign an Earl Thomas. But instead, they go out and sign a, you know, average to above average guy to replace a good free safety. So they went from good to above average, let's say, at that position.
So they handled safety
not
this
good.
Year like they handled offensive line last year.
Pretty much.
They basically went to get some journeymen that might have had a little bit less than stellar start to their careers.
Yeah.
To fill the holes of guys that
I wouldn't call Gibson a journeyman. I think he's better than that. I think he's better than that.
Here's what I'll say, Barry. I hope you're right. But I do also look at the track record of taking Jacksonville secondary members and putting them in your secondary, i.e. Aaron Colvin, and
damn
go,
it.
Yeah, I expected,
I'm not feeling so good.
I expected so much out of Aaron Colvin last year.
And you got about 10 plays.
Didn't produce, which is weird because I'm looking at the cap space or cap hit for players on the Texans roster. And I told you Andre Hall is 13th on this roster in cap money at $3.5 million. Aaron Colvin is 4th. At $8.6 million, as far as cap space consumed.
Good Lord.
Make good decisions, please, Brian Gain. Please, pretty please, for the sake of this franchise, make some good decisions.
That's the biggest thing. It's not just on you. It's for the betterment of this franchise going forward, because it's so critical with the big contracts you already have on the books and the big contract you have looking you in the face with Jadeveon Clowney and whatever you're going to do there.
And you're not getting rid of Colvin this year because his cap, his dead cap money is $10.5 million. They're not doing that. They'll wait till next year where it's two.
And they can't afford
$2 million. No.
Right, so. That's just crazy, man. Yep. So we'll see how that goes. We'll keep you updated if anything does happen, change, or gets added to in terms of free agency and who's going where and if the Texans are involved. Also got plenty of other things to get to. Rockets got another easy win last night, so they've got 9 in a row. We'll get to that.
What a boring game.
It really was. It was tough to watch, even for me. lots of other things in the NBA that happened, so we can get to that as well. And stuff if you have on your mind that you want to get off your chest, hey, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line that you can call and text. You can also always reach us via Twitter at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and of course at Barry is Funny.
Don't forget, in about an hour or so, we're going to have a giveaway that you're not going to want to miss. It's pretty sweet. Nick, what is it? It's the Whiskey Social.
I'm definitely going to go.
Yeah, I figured you would be in on that for sure. So this is always a big deal when we have the Whiskey Social and the giveaways. So do not miss that. Stick around into the 2 o'clock hour and beyond. But we're going to do that giveaway at some point in the 2 o'clock hour. So do not miss that.
There you go. So lots of things like that to look forward to, and I may even have a special guest for you at my
sleeve.
We'll see what we can do for you. It's the usual suspects.
Plugging holes in dikes.
That too. ESPN 97.5. But if there's holes in the dike, plug the holes, you know? There's still plenty of holes to be filled.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number one, 3 hour show rolling along. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Lots to get to today. Also going to have a giveaway later, so make sure you stay tuned for that because we do like to take care of the peeps. The suspects are our peeps, and you're loyal to us. We're loyal to you, so we appreciate all that you do.
Somebody was saying Ingram wants 7.5, Barry, so there's no way that they keep Miller and Ingram. I didn't say they would.
No,
but even if you want 7.5, it doesn't mean.
Yeah, I mean, you got Lamar Miller at 5.5. I don't think that Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
I don't think he's better than Lamar Miller.
He's not leaps and bounds. No, he's certainly not leaps and bounds.
I mean, he's better than Miller?
I don't. You know why? Twofold. One, I don't think his agility. I think he's a power back, whereas Miller can give you a little of both. And two, because of the receiving the ball. They have Kamara. Because of the fact that Ingram was just a between the tackles kind of power back and wasn't good in the back catching the ball to the backfield, and I think Lamar Miller gives you that option.
Ingram averaged 4.7 yards a carry, and what did I tell you? Lamar Miller averaged 4.6. Why would you go out and spend $2.5 million more for a guy for 0.1 yards a carry?
And who had the better O line?
Exactly.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, and yard, if you're questioning the passing yards out of the backfield, pretty much a wash. And Lamar Miller actually should be better than he was last year at catching passes out of the backfield. He just wasn't.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. Again, I think people are blowing the running back issues out of proportion for the Houston Texans. I don't see the need to make a move. In fact, if you think about it, you got a top 10 running back for $5.5 million.
That's
you might
want
to leave it alone.
Yeah, because next year even if you decide to keep him,
you're going to have to buy a running back.
You're going to have to pay a lot more.
You're going to have to go out and find a running back because he's a free agent after this year. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And again, address the biggest needs first.
Mm-hmm.
Because without that, you don't. It doesn't matter who's toting the rock for you. If you don't have an offensive line that's above average, not only are you shouldn't be worried about your running game because it's going to be non-existent, but you should be worried about your quarterback's health. And that's the most important thing you should be worried about with this franchise.
Absolutely.
You've got your franchise quarterback who could get hurt and has already proven to have gotten hurt because you don't solidify your offensive line.
I wouldn't care if they spent 2/3 of their cap money on the offensive line as long as they're good. I don't want them wasting money. I don't want them overpaying and reaching. But if they went out and spent a lot of money on top-tier talent, some of the names that I read you in previous segments, that wouldn't hurt my feelings because those are top 50 free agents that I gave you.
Plus,
and
on the
all
roster,
of them would be good for me.
You could help in other areas because you still had guys on the roster. Like if Will Fuller comes back from injury or Kiki Kuti is healthier or guys like that, then your second receiver becomes a little easier to fill. But at least someone's on your roster that can help you out. You look at the offensive line and go, there is no help in the foreseeable future coming from this roster. Some of those guys could be decent backups. But you need to upgrade the offensive line.
Somebody said Cole Beasley going to the Bills tells me Dallas is going after Earl Thomas. But they just lost Beasley and probably Terrence Williams, too. That's from Cowboy Trav.
Why are you taking an offensive guy away and replacing him with a defensive
probably
guy?
Probably cap money is what they mean.
I mean, I'm sure. But the other thing is Earl Thomas, with everything that he put out there on Twitter yesterday, was like, look, loving all the salaries and the way the money was flying through the roof and going,
sure
this is going to be fun because he supposedly, the numbers I saw last night were he's looking for 2 years and $30 million range.
Mm.
So he saw the safety money and he went, I'm in.
Mm.
You ain't getting no bargain if you're up in Dallas thinking that we're going to get him on the light money because he's going to do you the solid. It ain't happening.
No, I don't believe it is.
At least right now it's not.
I didn't get to the text line yet too much, but is Randall Cobb still available?
Well, he hasn't been released by Green Bay, even though he's you know, set to be a free agent. But it doesn't look like he's in their plans right now unless he restructures. Rodgers has requested that he comes back. The Packers have said not at $11 million a year for what he did last year when all he did is get hurt.
Yeah.
So there's that. Again, I don't want to bore you with
Mary. No, that's okay. Mary is another Cowboys fan and was wondering who's a replacement for Beasley. She mentioned, do you think Allen Hurns is a good replacement since he played slot?
Can he stay healthy?
Yeah. Golden Tate's out there.
Tate's a guy that I'm surprised people aren't knocking down his door a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, the Cowboys could do a lot worse than getting a Golden Tate.
And they were looking at the average, and I looked at it a week or so ago where I think they said that the projected salary range is like 8 for him. So,
yeah,
again, you don't need Antonio Brown and all that money or, you know, a guy of that caliber. So what you're looking for is middle-tier money but still has enough in the tank to give you better than middle-tier production. Golden Tate's that guy.
Yeah, especially with Amari Cooper over there. So I'm on spot track. Golden Tate is at 10-2.
And he knows the division.
$10 million a
year. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that would be something I would consider as a replacement for Cole Beasley.
And that's the other thing, because I forget where I saw the numbers, but they were projecting it at around 8 simply because the interest isn't there like it once was.
Well, Randall Cobb's at 8.
And he was at 11, so he's coming down,
it could
too.
Be a bargain.
It could be the market coming down on receiver that because it went through the roof on safety.
And they wouldn't have lost Cole Beasley if they would have stopped throwing to Dez Bryant so much last year.
Thank you, Stephen A. Or no, Charlie Casserly. Stephen A.
You should have said anything and see how many people text me.
Oh.
You're a dumbass, Barry. You don't know football.
Stephen A. did it again today.
What'd he do?
He was talking about the Redskins and their problems with quarterback and everything like that. And he throws out the name of the punter as a guy that could step up.
Joe Theismann.
Instead of Colt McCoy. And then they go to some other subject. And he's like, correct myself.
See, that sounded like he was about to do his Charlie Palillo,
exactly,
didn't
it?
But that's part of the Stephen A.
That is true.
But it works. It works for multiple personalities.
I misspoke. I said the wrong thing. That's the punter. And I shouldn't have said that, and that's on me. And I was like, oh, well, at least he caught it before it hit social media because people would have had a field day with that.
And does Max Kellerman just light him up? Because if I'm Max Kellerman, as much as he talks mess to Max, and he does.
He does.
He talks a lot of crap to Max Kellerman. If I'm Max, every time he made a mistake, I'd be all over it. All over it.
What was funny was I believe...
I mean, like, you're over here trying to prove that you're right. You're wrong more than you're right. You don't even know football. You don't even know players. Get out of here.
Well, and the funny thing was when he started to correct himself and say that he made the mistake, you heard Max kind of go, oh? And then he was gonna, and then he didn't really... He let him just go because he knows he's had a lot of trouble lately with getting names right and guys that were... healthy and disabled list and wrong positions and otherwise.
Somebody said, hey, Joel, will the Texans get compensatory picks for Jackson and Matthew?
Man, it doesn't have to be just Joel. We can talk about it. I mean, that was everybody was like giddy on that being a possibility last night.
Yeah.
Is that going to help you right now?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you get. The deals they sign, I think, isn't it based on where they sign or how much they signed for?
Yeah, I was going to say the average dollar
like a third round
is
a max because they got a third round for Bouye when he left.
And he got more, but he got more money than either one of the.
Did he?
He got a ton of money. Didn't he get more? Didn't he get more upwards of 15?
I'd have to look. I don't remember.
Kareem got an average of 11, but I don't know about the guarantees.
You know my memory is not good.
Kareem did 3-33, right?
Yes.
With about 18 to 20 in guarantee.
Yeah, Kareem did 3-33.
Yeah. So we can look that up for you in the break, figure that out. But, hey, already 1 hour in the book, still 2 hours to go, and lots to get to on the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with hour number two. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.